This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's a solid air drum. So that guy is such a crazy drummer. Just one and two and three and four. Oh, it's so good. I know, he hits it on the two and the four. One and two and three and four.
Counting's hard, isn't it?
It is hard. And it's
counting is hard.
Counting is hard.
Yeah, especially
and
simultaneously.
Drumming is hard. And it's, that's good.
You never knew counting was so hard till you tried to do it like that. It's freaking hard, man.
It's so much easier to mock it if they say, do it like this, and then you count with it now. And then you're just like, oh.
Right. No, I said, I mean, honestly, you know, that guy's always been kind of a tricky drummer. And then we just heard some song from him that's like in seven time, which is like a 3-4 followed by a 4-4 followed by a 3-4 followed by a 4-4. Like it's just crazy. Like there's so, it's like you have to be doing math in your head while you're drumming along with the song. Like it's just like, okay,
it was
I've taken a lot of lessons, and I've had teachers who say, I want you to count through this, and I'm like, it's just as fast as I can go.
Right.
There's no reason to count it. I can only, like,
I can't count at the same time.
I'll just go super duper fast, and that's how it's going to go.
Yeah, it's amazing. Kings of Leon, if you're a, I mean, I don't know, if people who drum, they go, well, that guy, tricky. Anywho, hi, everyone.
Hey.
It's a fine Tuesday. Very cloudy here. Yesterday, this time, it was a sunny day. I'm hoping that we get a little recap of yesterday. Supposedly, in most areas, it's going to be like it was. Is it what do you got, 75 and sunny there in Millbrae? Is that what we're looking at? Oh, you took off your headphones to look.
Out the window, yeah.
How is it?
It's quite dark out there, actually.
I am overcast as well.
Oh.
I just had to take a look. Yeah, so we'll see partly cloudy skies at some point today, but right now, I'm overcast.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't look like, you know, it was a gorgeous day yesterday. Just beautiful. At one point, I just was standing, just letting the sun hit my back. Just hit me. Just warm me. Get my dose
nude.
Of vitamin.
You were in your
yes,
yard
I was nude.
Again.
I was naked,
right.
As usual.
Duh.
You know, duh, da 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 da. The neighbor kids run for cover. Oh, God.
No, they don't.
No, Mrs. Clark
they
out there again.
The holes they drilled in the fence.
They're like, oh, God. Too bad she doesn't have a daughter we could look at, because yikes. Ugh. Anywho, welcome to the program.
You don't know boys at all, do you?
She doesn't.
Yeah, I don't. Right.
What have I told you? A million times.
Anyway, there's a naked lady, there's a boy trying to look at her. Yeah, you know, it's just as we get older, we become, it's like, all right, what do I want to look at my grandma for? That's not appealing. Anyway... The music news is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. I took my own advice here. It's check out the RadioAlice.com webpage, new layout, and bios for everybody. I'm like, I got to read V. Hale and Jane's bios.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I read our bios. I read all about us. I learned so much. Learned all about us, people. Nicole doesn't have a bio up there.
I don't.
No?
It's okay.
We gotta put. I mean, Hooman still has a bio up there.
He does.
Vaughn has a bio up there.
Wait, where are these bio? These new bios?
They're on RadioAlice.com. There's a whole new layout, Vin.
Oh.
It's all clean and
fancy.
Well, I thought I saw the new layout, but I've seen this new layout. I've seen that, but the new bios, that's news to me.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't contribute to that.
You did. You wrote yours, and I wrote mine, and I don't even remember what I wrote them, but they, you know,
all right.
I was like, wow, what a writer I am. Jeez, I'm hilarious.
Yeah, you have like a novel, Sarah.
I know. Actually, it's so funny because I read the whole thing, and I read down the bottom, and it's like, I can't believe you're still reading this. I'm like, I know. So boring. Why am I still reading this? Anyway, you can read all our bios, find out all about V. Hale. You know, I found out some stuff about her. That was cool. Jane's up there. It's all happening. And that's our sponsor, RadioAlice.com. So for, I don't know, 6 months or so, we've been peering into the life of 10-year-old Nandy Bushell. She's a little English chick, and she is just a music phenom. She first came to our attention when she challenged Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, to a drum off. And so we thought she was a drummer. And then the more we watched her, the more instruments she kept showing us that she knows how to play. I'm going to say something. I play a little guitar. And guitar is, it's, you know, once you learn a few chords, you can kind of get around on a guitar. But it takes some hand strength and some muscle memory there. You know, one thing I can't play with any degree of any proficiency is a bass guitar. And it's because my fingers are too weak. I think that if I worked at it, but I just give up too soon, and you have to stretch your fingers so far apart because the frets are so wide, and just to hold down the big fat strings, it's difficult. And then now today I'm like, you know, calling myself a loser because I'm watching little Nandy Bushell playing the just boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. She did an Immigrant Song piece. That's a Led Zeppelin song from, I don't know, 1970. I don't know when that came out. But it's, and I expected it to be like a fully producing, but she's got one of those loop machines where first she plays the drum beat in, and then she hits the next record loop, and she picks up the bass and puts the bass on it. So here we go, Vinny. You're watching a little bit of this. So she's playing the Immigrant Song lick. Now she hits the next thing. She picks up the bass guitar and she gets it settled on her lap. She's still sitting behind the drum machine.
Banging her head still, too, by the way.
Right. She's got to keep the time. Now she's going to start up the record track. Boom. She pushes it. All right, now so that loop complete, and that's running along with the drums now. Now she's settling the bass back down. She picks up the guitar, and she's going to start loop number three. And she's nodding her head, and she's going to start up the track. Here we go. Now she has the three basic tracks, and then somewhere on here, I don't know if she sampled Robert Plant singing but she gets a big hammer, like
a
hammer
of
the gods.
Hammer
of the gods. And she's going to hit that trigger pad here in a second. Here we go. And then she waves to the camera, and she's done creating her loop, and it's...
good for her.
It's so... That kid is so adorable. Like, she's just... And she's also dressed in, like, I don't know, kind of a satin costume with a cape. I mean, she... Can you put that on the Facebook page?
Oh, absolutely.
That is... You know what that makes you do? Makes you feel bad about your own 10-year-old. As they sit there and play Minecraft. You're like,
I bet you that any one of your 10-year-olds could have done that because you've had your kids playing music since they were little too.
But yeah, my kids could not have done that. There's no, that's not.
You're telling me Sean couldn't have done that.
I don't think so.
Sorry. Yeah, right.
My bad. Yeah, right. Yeah, Sean, whatever. No, that's, and frankly, that's a kid who's doing it on her own. Like, you know, it's one thing to show your, you know, share music with your kids and a kid learns an instrument and stuff, but that's a girl who went, you know what I need? I'm going to need a loop machine and I'm going to teach myself to play bass and guitar and also drums. I mean, who knows what her, I mean, maybe her parents are
ultra
musicians.
I would disagree with you on this note. I don't think she's doing that alone at all. I think she's got what she has. Our parents who participate very much in her little online life. Because
I
don't think she is alone. I think she's got someone going, hey, let's do this thing. And then she's, and I'm not trying to take away from her, but we see a lot of these young people who have very elaborate sites like this or similarly.
Right.
And the parents are involved.
Well, I'm
involved.
Not saying the parents aren't involved, but what I am saying is you can't force a kid to do that
no,
stuff.
You're right.
Like they're for she is for sure a willing participant. She
clearly
seems,
wants to do this.
Yeah, that is.
No, I agree. But I think that, for example, I wouldn't want to do this with my kid because it would involve a lot of work on my part. Mm. I'd be like, I don't want to do that. No, if you want to play.
I feel the same way. I'd have to cajole them into doing it. Okay, first, you got to learn how to play the bass. Let's get on that right now.
Right.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of work. So there are parents, though, that are happy to put in that much time, and I'm happy for her. The problem becomes...
She is incredibly talented.
Yeah. Can she turn this into her own music and her own band and her own music career from here?
You know, what's funny about her is she surfaces in my news feed from time to time, so I see these things. I have no idea if she writes her own stuff. I mean, my assumption, these are the years when, you know, people are pretty prolific as songwriters. I would think from the time they get some mastery over an instrument till they've had a hit record, that's when it gets hard, you know, because those first 10 songs you put on that first record are all songs that you've had in your pocket for 10 years and you worked on them, you tooled them up real good. So I don't know, but
There are a lot of current musicians, a lot. And if you read their interviews and stuff, they'll tell you online they see musicians who are technically better by far than they are.
Absolutely.
But they can't write songs. Like, you know,
you got
to write a song of his own because all he's doing is playing other people's stuff.
Right.
And that's where you do run into trouble. Creative output, especially on an instrument where there's... It seems like all the music's been written.
It does tend to feel that way.
Is difficult.
Certainly all
it's
the chord
really
progressions
hard.
Have been used at least 50,000 times.
I was reading an interview because John Frusciante just rejoined the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And he's so creative and so unique in his ability to write songs that are both simple and incredibly intricate. And he's like the one person I've heard say, oh, there's infinite number of songs you could write. You just have to be creative. And I'm like, most people are banging their freaking heads against the wall to get one more song to finish an album.
Right.
And he's feels like there's infinite.
Well, and it's actually not surprising to hear that from him because he is actually one of the most creative, just even in just the riffs that he writes. He's
no one
can even effing play those.
Right.
Nobody. He's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Jane just texted in, speaking of bios, and she was referring to the RadioAlice.com, how it's been updated. She says, how crazy is this? Today is my 17th anniversary at Alice. Can you believe it?
Whoa, Jane!
She says, my first day was January of 2004, but my first event was when I came down and interviewed for the job on the night of Alice in Winterland in 2003. The acts that night were Howie Day and Guster. And you got on stage that night and announced Gavin Newsom had just been elected mayor of San Francisco.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's Guster. Crazier that Guster played one of our events. But
I love Guster.
I didn't say I don't love Guster.
But it is fun. Look, it was 03, man. They were having a moment.
Wow. I looked at Jane's bio, and it's very fun. She just wrote yes and no's, and there's two columns. The yes column, which includes music and champagne, and the no column, which includes camping and math.
Yeah.
Very cute.
We don't align on everything, just a few things.
Jane's Bond.
It's Jane. So anyway, good for you, 10-year-old Nandy Bushell, and your cover of Led Zeppelin. Now let's hear some original music.
And it's up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page,
Thank you.
If you want some cuteness.
Just a quick update here. We heard that Dr. Dre had an aneurysm. This was about a week ago. I think he went in on Monday. He is still in the ICU about a week after the brain aneurysm. The cause remains a mystery, and they say that he's doing fine considering he had an aneurysm. 50% of people who have an aneurysm, they die. Two-thirds of those who survive, lasting neurological problems.
Oh, really?
So I don't know where he'll fall. Look, a third of them don't. But they're actually saying it's important that he stay in ICU because while they've got the bleeding on this one stopped, he could have another. And they want him. They're watching him. He's Dr. Dre. Very important. Other than that, I don't, you know, we didn't talk to the doctor or anything. We don't know the exact status.
That's terrible. But I wonder if there's any signs that if he were asked, like, did you see anything different leading into this? If he had any signals,
right,
that he ignored, or if this just came completely out of nowhere and zapped him down.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, that would. I'm sure he'll, if he is able to, and he makes a full recovery, I'm sure he'll talk about it. Especially if there were warning signs, because I'd like to know those.
Yeah, me too.
There's stroke signs.
Stress from the divorce.
Yeah, I know. Right. They're going through it right now.
Yeah.
She's all that $2 million
I read
bucks
from his
too
wife.
Much.
I'm looking for the illegitimate children he's fathered. Gulp. What?
And in the meantime, I think $2 million a month would be fair spousal support. Yikes. Just to make you feel old, just a couple of these. 20 years ago, as it turned to 2001, before 9/11, you know, back in the olden days, 2001. These are all songs that topped the charts 20 years ago this year.
Oh, okay.
So it's... I guess some of these you think, okay, yeah, that feels like it's been around for 20 years. Other ones, not so much. Alien Ant Farm had a number one hit. Their version of Smooth Criminal. This actually felt so modern to me. What a great take on that. Crescendo. Give it to a button. The blood stains on the carpet. She was sitting at the table. You could see she was a neighbor. It's just so funny that that is a 20-year-old song. Afro Man, Because I Got High, that's 20 years old. In a way that, because we listen to that a lot, you could have told me this was 1989 and I'd have believed you. Nelly Furtado's I'm Like a Bird, which feels like a 2014 song to me. I don't know. Dido, Thank You was a 2001 song. My tea's
gone cold, I'm wondering Stan.
Yeah, Stan is how I know
it
too.
Exactly. What year did Stan come out?
Had to be after this.
It was
probably very shortly after.
Probably 2002.
Very shortly after. Must have been sometime around there. When did Stan come out? It's not so bad. 2000.
Wait,
came out before the actual song
came
out.
Mm-hmm, that's what it says here.
Oh.
They must have collabed on it, though, you know?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. And she was all, it's so good, I'm going to write a whole song.
Or maybe she had that already. And then.
Maybe, and he can't write. Who knows? Or maybe this was, maybe it topped the charts in 2001, but it was also a hit in 2000.
Oh, right. It could. Right. Okay.
Possibly. Right. These aren't necessarily.
Or it was never a hit until Stan came out.
Right. Right.
And then it became a hit.
That is quite possible. Then, like, who knows what year that actually came out? Mm-hmm. This is just when it topped the charts. Pink had a number one hit called You Make Me Sick in 2001.
Sounds like a different artist, doesn't it?
It sounds like a totally different artist.
Well, this is right before the Pink Rebellion, right?
Yeah, yes. I don't think I've ever heard this.
Well, you must have, right? I mean, if it was a number one song, it was around. But I thought the same thing. I'm like, I don't know that one.
No.
Here's the chorus. Here's the hook. You make me sick. You want hate me. Yeah, you
You know, she actually has said, like, they were trying to make her the next Britney Spears.
Right,
next,
this is it.
Christina Aguilera, and this is a packaged-sounding piece. And she was like, so what? Still a rock star. And let's see, what else here? Do you have one that you wanted to get to for sure, Brittany? Because I got 20 of these.
Oh, yeah. I do have one that, but no, none of you guys probably care about. It's called You Remind Me by Usher.
Oh, I like this one. But you remind me of a girl
that I want to. I've never heard this. Nicole is singing every word.
You know what's sad song. About this? If I could.
Sure.
So please. I don't like this song. I'm not into Usher's music. It's not my thing. But I get it that people love it. And my wife is one of the people.
I was going to say your wife might.
She's probably like the other room.
She'd be singing with you guys. Trust me.
For sure.
Unfortunately, because of the story Sarah's told, whenever his name comes up, the first thing I think of is herpes.
Yes.
And I hate to say it, but I almost hope he has it because he's branded with it either way.
No, it turns out he has it. I mean, I want to say he's paid some people off. So.
Green goo is what
that's
you,
exactly
what, you were talking
what I
about
was thinking. Oozing green.
Yeah.
Yuck. I don't even want to say the word. Good morning, Sandy. By the way, I know Sandy's probably listening.
Sandy's not listening. She's told me she listens every day, but because
Sandy.
She's here, she's not listening.
Oh, that's good.
She's outside anyway. In the living room reading her phone.
Did she know about radio.com? She could have that.
Oh, I'm sure she does. I'm sure she listens every minute. She'll get home and catch up on all the podcasts when she gets home. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, everyone, Sarah's favorite shoe company makes the news.
Kizik?
No, Crocs.
Oh, Crocs. Oh,
Crocs.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.